We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Shem Cham Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Kenan Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. We're going to speak about seven women. Each one of them had a different number of Kenim Stumos, of undesignated pairs of birds. It happens to work out that each of the women that we're talking about, it goes all the way up. So the first woman is going to have one pair, the second two pair, etc. So Lazo Achas. So the first woman in our has one undesignated pair of birds. Lazo Shtayim, Lazo Shalosh, Lazo Arba. The fourth woman has a group of four undesignated pairs. So that's eight birds. Lazo Chamesh, Lazo Shesh, and Lazo Sheva. So the seventh woman that we're speaking of has a group of 14 birds, seven undesignated pairs of birds. And they're all lined up. Parach min harishona lashnia. So now this is where things get very complicated. A bird flew from the first pair to the second pair, from the first woman to the second woman, so going up the line. Lashlishis, and then a bird flew from the second group to the third group. Loravius, and then a bird flew from the third to the fourth group. Of course, we don't know which bird is flying from each group to the next one. Lachamishis, and then from the fourth group, a bird flew out to the fifth group. Lashishis, a bird then flew from the fifth group into the sixth group. Lashvius, and of course, from the sixth then to the seventh. And to complicate matters more, Chazar, a bird comes back down. So before we get there, let's just understand what happened along the way. The first group has one bird now because one flew out to the second group. It started out with a pair and where potentially one would be Chatas, one would be an Ola. But now one flies out. And the seventh group has 15 birds. Instead of 14, it started out with 14. And now we know that one flew, kept going all the way up the line, and that has 15. The other groups, that group 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, they still have the same number of birds that they had to begin with. The only thing is, we know one bird flew out, so and one flew in. So we're not sure, we don't know which group that may have come from. So the Mishnah says now, so as we said, to complicate that, it's Chazar. Then a bird is coming. Now we're going back. We're going from the seventh woman down all the way to the first woman. So that means a bird came back from the seventh to the sixth group and then flew out from the sixth to the fifth. We don't go there. It just says Chazar. We're supposed to know what that means. And then eventually all the way down from the second to the first, whatever happened on the way up, happened on the way down. So what happens in this case? So we probably know what the halach is. Posel echad b'halichaso v'echad b'chaziraso. That was the rule. When you go up from one group all the way to group seven, so every time a bird is flying from one group to another, we know it disqualifies a bird, but in each group, every time it leaves another, every time a bird leaves a group, so a bird in that group that's left over is going to be puzzled. There's one bird that you cannot bring. And v'echaz b'chazira. So when it's going down, from when we have this chazar, where we go from the seventh group back to the first group, every time a bird flies from one group to another one, it disqualifies a bird in each group. So once again, on the way up, it's going to puzzle echad b'chazira. So in each group, a group that it enters and a group that it leaves, is going to have a bird that's going to be puzzled. Because we had that halacha, that was the rule, that it's posel echad b'halichaso v'echad b'chaziraso. We've mentioned that before. That's the way it happens when a bird flies out. So each and every time, there's going to be a bird that's going to become puzzled as a bird flies in. So there's one bird we can't use. And as a bird flies out, it will also puzzle another bird. So, and the echad b'chaziraso, and when it comes back, every time it flies from one group to another group, it will disqualify a bird in each group, one in the group that it left, and another one in the one that it comes into. That's the general. So we have to see, what are we left with here? After going up the line and down the line, so we have these seven groups, we have these seven women, how many birds in each group can we actually bring? So the Mishnah tells us, Harishona, Vahashnia, Ein Lohem Klum. For the first two groups, there's nothing to bring. Take group one, for example. There was one pair. The first woman had one pair. So it started with two birds. One flew out. And one flew out, so that's not there anymore. And not only that, the one that remains is going to be disqualified because that's what we say. It passels one, bahalichaso. When it leaves, it will passel the one that remains. So group one, there's nothing left to bring as a carpenter. What about group two? Also, it started out with two pairs. and ends with two pairs. That remains the same number. But remember, a bird flew in and then flew in from number one and then flew out. So that would disqualify two birds. And two out of the four. It started out with four. It started with two pairs. But remember, there was the flight all the way back when the bird was coming from seven all the way down to all the way down to the beginning. To we had one flew in to the into group two from group three, and then flew out to group one. So what happens? So that that disqualifies the other two birds that are there as well, because there was another in and out that we have to take into account. So Rishon and Shani, Elam, Klum, you can't bring any birds as carbonos. What about Hashlishis? What about the third group? So the third group that started out with three pairs, that was six birds, and we end with the same number, three pairs. And what happened? So there was one all the way up the line, up one to seven, one back. So that's going to disqualify two pairs. So Yesh Lemachas. So what does that mean? The third group has one pair that can be offered as a carbon. I'm not going to go through each and every one, but just doing that math, when it's postil echad ba halichaso echad ba chazaraso on the way back, and we know that the middle groups remain the same number, we just have to figure out what happened on the way and on the way back. So that's going to passel each and every time. It's going to passel two birds and then to another two birds. That'll be four birds. So Ravias Eishlem Stein. So Ravias, you can be makriv a two pair. Hachamishis Eishlem Shalosh. The fifth group, you're able to bring three pairs. Hashishis Yeshlem Arba, you can bring four pair, eight birds as carbonus. Hashvius Yeshlem Shesh, and that you can, the seventh has six. Why six for the seventh? So group seven, it started with seven pairs, ends with seven as well, but you can bring six out of seven. It goes to group seven. It only had one flight all the way into it from down all the way from one, or meaning from six into seven, and then one out. So it didn't have, it doesn't have a double like everybody else. A bird flew into group seven from group six all the way up, and then out of seven all the way down. So only one pair has to become puzzle based on this, and therefore you can be mock of six pair out of seven, all right, or 12 birds out of the 14. Parach v'chazar. So now, to complicate matters even more, so now a bird flew a second time from group from one group to another. Now we're only starting from group three because groups one and two are out. You can't bring carbonos there anyway. I don't have to discuss that. But it's flying now from group three all the way up to group seven and then came back down. So postal echad bahalichaso vechazabachaziraso. So that will disqualify once again one on the way up and one on the way down when it returns. Each and every group. So how does that play itself out with the groups that we have left? Hashlishus v'arevius elahem klum. The third and the fourth group, third and the fourth woman, don't bring any carbonos. Because, when we started this second time that the birds are flying out, what did group three have? It only had two birds. It only had one pair that could actually be carbonos. So then it flies in and out. So then, okay, it disqualifies that. So that we can figure out. And that's true v'arevius. It's true for the fourth group as well. Ein lahem klum. Hachamishis, v'fifth group, yesh lemachas. There's one pair that can be brought. Hashishis, yesh l'shtayim, you can offer two pair. Hashvius, yesh l'chamesh. And the seventh group has five. It only ruins two more. It only ruins two more birds. So we had two birds before, one pair, and now another pair. But the seventh group, remember, doesn't passel two pair because it's only the flight up and down, and that's all. So parach v'chazar. What? It's another trip. Now bird flew for the now third time. So where's it starting from? It's starting from group five because groups one, two, three, and four are already out. One and two from the first up and down, and three and four from the second up and down. So now the only groups to discuss is five up to seven. So parach v'chazar posel echad b'halichas to echad b'chazirah. So of course, once again, it's going to disqualify one bird in each group when it goes up, one bird in each group when it comes down. So what would happen? Hachamishis v'hashishis ahem klum. So now the fifth and the sixth group, now he can't offer any karbanos from there. Hashviyis eish la'arba, but the seventh group could actually bring four pair from that, from the eight birds from that. V'yesh shomrim, and some say hashviyis lo hefsidu klum. Some say the seventh group actually, in this case, since none of the other groups can have any birds brought as karbanos, so the seventh group doesn't lose anything from the fact that birds are flying up or flying down. And therefore, you could, it's not Yeshla Arba, but rather we'll have five. You can be five like you brought in the previous case. What about Vimparach Mibein HaMesos Lekulam? Let's say I have a case of bird from amongst a group of birds that have to be left to die, flew into these groups. So then, Harei Kulam Yamus, they'll have to die. There's nothing we could do about that. That's, we mentioned the fact that there's nothing but no but of a rov, Balei Chaim Chashivi. Here, they all have to die. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalad, Kain Stuma, the Kain for Reshes. So you have a case, we have an undesignated pair of birds. We know that one could be Chatas, one could be an Ola, and Kain for Reshes. One that's already been designated, we know which is a Chatas, which is an Ola. And what happened here? Parach men hastuma la mefareshes. A bird flew from the stuma, from the undesignated pair, into the mefareshes, the designated pair. So we have three birds in that group. I know one was a Chatas, one was an Ola to begin with, but one of them is not identified. We don't know which is the one that flew in. Yikach zug lasheni. What should he do? The one who owns the undesignated pair, who has only one bird left. So we should take another bird, be makdish azug, a partner, for the remaining bird that he has. And now, and the fact that the other one is not there anymore, we know that that's, you don't have to start again. So that's what the person with the cane stuma should do. What about the guy with the three birds who had a chatas and an ola and then one that flew in, but he doesn't know which is which? So the halacha there is that they have to leave, those have to die. Because we don't know which bird is which is already the designated chatas, which is designated ola. Not really, because this we learned in the first parak. A chatas gets mixed up when an ola, even one in 10,000, they all have to die. Chatas can't be offered as an ola can't be offered as a chatas. We know when it comes to the chot hasikro, where you're going to sprinkle the blood. Okay, but at least the first guy who had the cane stuma, he can fix it by taking another bird. Chazar, so here, let's say one of the three birds that were in that that group that was designated. Two, of course, we knew about Chatas and Ola, and one flew in. So one of those, Chazar, it came back to the cane stuma, or to that original either the one that you designated a new one, so you have two, or maybe the original one. Osha parach min ha-mefareshes harishon, or let's say a bird flew from that designated pair of the chatas and ola into the kain mefareshes to begin with. Not that this is a continuation of what happened before, but maybe lechatchila, that's what happened. It flew not from stuma to mefareshes, but from mefareshes to stuma. One of either the chatas or the ola, we don't know which is which, flew in to the undesignated pair. What do we do here? Ahare yichulon yamusu. All of them have to die. We don't know which bird is the chatas, which is an ola. And of course, therefore, they all have to die.